You're listening to Rosie on the House.
Come on around back, Arizona homeowners. It's 8 o'clock hour, the outdoor living hour. We're joined with John Harper of The Farm's Choice on a beautiful, wet Arizona good morning. If you've got a question about your landscape garden, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Took a little drive around Arizona yesterday. Every single dry riverbed is running.
It's not a dry riverbed.
You understand how this riverbed came to be.
Yeah.
It does flow sometimes.
Yeah.
When we get lots of rain, it comes off the mountains and it has to go somewhere. New River was running. The Big Chino Wash, I've never seen water in, had standing water. There were even engineers on the bridge. I didn't get a chance. It was too quick to see what the markings on the truck were.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they had it.
Hopefully it wasn't there to see if the bridge is okay.
I don't know. They had their surveyors out. They had instruments out. I don't know if they were maybe calculating water volume, because that all then goes into the Verde that comes into Horseshoe and Bartlett. Yeah. Maybe they were just trying to get an estimated water collection. I don't know, but there was a number of them there. When we left Ash Fork and went over to Flagstaff, every spot you was just that there could be standing water. There was places, the barbed wire fence, all you could see was 2 inches of the T-post sticking out above the water on some of the prairies along the flats. We came down Oak Creek at Cornville, had washed out the Windmill Park. It was a duck lake. there was ducks on the grass where the kids you generally play.
Like, I just saw a thing. Oak Creek was running 20,000 cubic feet per second, which is, a lot of times Colorado River isn't released that much at Glen Canyon Dam. So it's a lot of water.
I kayaked the Verde River one time, and we were like at 12,000 feet a second.
Yeah. So that's a lot of water. So that's good. We need it. I came back from a big ag show in north of Bakersfield Thursday, and it rained from the time we left, there didn't stop the whole way till we got home, and there was places around Palm Springs, and that it was really coming down. In fact, one of the highways going into Palm Springs was flooded and closed. So there was things over there same way running that you don't normally see any water. It were really running, so we need it, and there's more coming, I guess. So that's good. Keep it coming.
Before this week, had you ever heard the term atmospheric river?
No.
I haven't either.
Pineapple Express, I've heard, describing that, that flow of jet stream, but no. Yeah, these new terminologies, polar vortex, and
And right now, we are sitting at, from October till now, our general average is 3.3 inches of rain. And before this rain hit, we were at 7.2, so we were already almost 4 inches above our annual winter rainfall before this one, and another one coming next week.
Yeah, well, good. We need about this and about 3 years in a row like this. So,
and this goes to your when you water deep.
Yeah, well, yeah. So the other part of this is, as I was leaving the hotel in Bakersfield, it's pouring. I mean, it is coming down, and guess what? Their sprinklers were running. So,
well, I'm not going to go out and turn my sprinklers off in this rain. Just let them go.
So if you still have irrigation systems on, turn them off. I mean, there can't be a thing in your yard with as much rain and cool weather that we've got going on right now that needs any water. So I still contend that the winter time is the time we need to really conserve. That's when we can absolutely save the most water. Summertime is pretty tough. We can do some things and make some adjustments there, but winter is when most people either just don't even adjust their irrigation. They don't know where it is. They don't know how to turn it off. Learn how to turn it off. Learn how to adjust it. Get a new updated sprinkler irrigation controller that will allow you to be more flexible. If you don't want to mess with it, get a smart controller. Get something that will actually tell itself, hey, it's raining out. I'm turning off or I'm adjusting. It's just so simple today that it's really, there's no excuse not to do it. And I guarantee you, somebody will drive around today and there'll be sprinklers running on something. But, and then if they are running, make sure they don't run so long it runs into the gutter and runs down the street. And, you know, there's just all of these things that we still need to do. Regardless, we can't get enough rain here. I mean, we just can't. So we got to conserve. There's more people moving here every day and there's only so much water.
And one thing about that is when they're coming over from California, at least it's all the same water supply. You know, it's not people coming. It's not when they come from the east, that's somebody that's not using.
Well, yeah, I suppose they're. I've never thought of that. But yeah, if they were using the Colorado River in California and they're using it here,
you know, it hasn't put the strain on our water resources. It's just, but it's when they come from outside and as we grow the
bring your own water. If you're moving here from east of New Mexico,
you
got to bring your own water with you. How's that? BYOW. Bring
that
your
one
own
on the
water.
Legislative ballot. the number of anticipated growth by 2050 is scary.
It's just hard to imagine where we will get the water for that. So time will tell.
Time will tell. And this week, if you're following along in our home maintenance calendar, we've got our tomato and pepper plants. Now's the time to get those in the ground.
Absolutely. Mid-February, we're right there. A lot of people have probably already planted, which is a good thing. Just kind of, we had a little cold weather, middle or end of January, had, some pretty hard freezes. We're probably out of the woods. Usually Valentine's Day kind of gets us past that. But you never know. It can freeze in the valley in certain places up until, towards the end of March. So kind of watch it. But you do want to get your tomatoes, especially tomatoes, in now while it's early. And if you have to protect them a little bit, you can. Just be on the lookout. But you definitely don't want to wait until there's absolutely no danger of freezing to plant your tomatoes, or you'll just be too late. You want to do it, like I said, by March the 1st at the latest, really, is really my feeling. And
these aren't seeds. These are plants.
Oh, you're too late for seeds. I mean, you need to be planting a plant right now. Nurseries are going to be full of tomato plants now this time of year.
And the nice thing about the plant is you, with a seed, you're never guaranteed germination or...
Well, and with seeding tomatoes, it's like, how many tomato plants are you going to plant? Most people, two or three. Maybe
is more than enough.
maybe if you've got a big family and you like to can and you like to have a different variety, you might have 8 or 10. If you buy a whole pack of seeds, you're going to have 100 or 2. You're going to end up having to thin them or only plant part of the seeds or throw them away. So I'm not so sure that starting tomato plants from seed is... And then you got one variety. I like to have several varieties, so I'll buy a couple of these and one of that. And there's so many cool varieties of tomatoes anymore with all these heirloom varieties and different things that I like to try one different every year and just mess around with that. So if you only got room for 6, 8, 10 plants and you want to have 3 or 4 different varieties, that's only a couple of each. So.
And what varieties do we have success, or is it...
Well, if you're going to plant one tomato, my opinion, and of course, if you ask 7 tomato growers, you'll get 14 answers, because it's hard to have a favorite. But I think tried and true Celebrity is still the best absolute tomato. If you were going to plant one tomato plant, I would plant a Celebrity. That's just me. I mean, I'm sure there are people will disagree with me, but that would be the one I would go get.
And then you had mentioned you like to plant 3 or 4, so you have varieties. What are some of those?
There's one called Taxi. It's a little yellow one that's awesome. A heavy producer, decent-sized tomato, great yellow. Yellow Pear, if you just want a tomato that's like candy. and they produce – immense amounts of tomatoes, but you know, you can eat them like literally like just popping grapes in your mouth. It's pretty cool, pretty foolproof.
And will that be small, kind of like grape size?
They're
little
grape size, little, you know, they look like a pear, shaped like a pear, and they're yellow. Fabulous for salads or just picking up and eating like a treat. Very good. Roma does very well here if you want a, you know, more of a cooking type tomato, although they're fine to slice and eat. Pearson is an old variety that's awfully good. And then there's all these, you know, Brandywine and, you know, they have some really cool names, Mortgage Lifter and all kinds of weird names. But there's more of those than you could just start now and take the whole show naming varieties of heirloom tomatoes. And most of those do okay here. People will have their favorites and not favorites. And like I said, we'll disagree, but it's fun to try them.
And your local nurseries, generally, they won't have that huge number of varieties. They'll have a handful of different varieties that they've had success selling. They want you to be successful so you continue to garden and grow.
Correct. Yeah. So, yeah. And that's why, you know, if it falls back to picking, you know, Celebrity's been around 20, 25 years, something like that, and just pretty darn hard to improve on it. But Pearson's another one, been around forever. Got a little hard to find there for a while, but I've been seeing them lately, so it's a good one to go with, too.
If you want to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions are 411-923, and you can send an email if you need a little help with plant or insect identification. It's info@rosieonthehouse.com.